Hello, everyone. It's Chris Chico, Gary Boomershine, and I want to welcome everybody to today's huddle call. Today is Tuesday, the 22nd of December, the second to the last week of December before the new year begins. As always, we scheduled to go for an hour on the call. Don't see that many people on the call today, so it may be a shorter call than an hour, but we'll stay on as up to the hour. If you have any questions, go ahead and hit star 5, and that will raise your hand. If you want to lower your hand, you can hit star 5 as well. And as always, we're here to answer any questions or have any discussions about any topics, whether that be marketing, the tech stuff, or deals that you want to discuss. And if you need any help with your campaigns or anything related to customer service or tech support, you can always email support@salesteamlive.com, support@salesteamlive.com. Deal help at reivault.com is to send an email to both Gary and myself simultaneously, look at any deals or give you any sort of advice on anything you're working on that you need us to take a look at. And I think that is it. Gary, any comments, updates before we see if we have anyone that wants to ask questions or have a discussion?
Yeah, just on a personal note, one of our members, Camille Mueller in Florida, I was supposed to have a call with her and her business partner on Monday and found out that her brother was killed in a car accident the night before. And our thoughts and prayers go out to Camille and her family. And, you know, it really, my heart's been heavy on that. And our prayers are there, and it just, you know, makes you realize that life is short. And here we are kind of running fast and furious, and you know, especially this time of the year, to kind of think back of the blessings and the gifts that we've had. So anyway, I wanted to say that. Camille, our thoughts go out to you and your family. That's first and foremost. Looking forward to a great 2016. Chris and I, early January, have a new product announcement that that's coming, and we're just kind of in the final phases of getting things set up. It's going to be called REI Vault Form, and it's really built for your sales team. I think a lot of our members will be able to use them themselves. But if you've got a phone team or you're hiring a phone team or you even need a phone team, REI Vault Form is really something I think is going to be great based on feedback. Justin, you're on the call today, I believe. We're in the process of getting you set up. Should be set up pretty quick. I know that he's already working with the phone team that I connected him with. But more information will be coming, but REI Vault Form is a way to not only work and work the existing leads, so you got leads coming in, and you want to call those sellers back and qualify them. This is really built for the exhaustive conditional-based questions. So based on a question, based on the answer from the seller, it sets up and gives you the next question to ask. And they're configurable. There's also auto-generation of paperwork and then a plug into a sales team that's on shore. So if you need people that work not only calling existing leads, but finding FISBO leads through cold calling, there's a team that we can plug you in. They're $20 an hour, but the nice thing is, we don't charge anything. We just kind of shepherd the process. But they're $20 an hour, but you can hire them for a minimum of 5 hours a week. So for $100 a week, you could have a team actually working the leads that are experts on turning no's into yeses and qualifying and setting appointments and doing follow-up. So anyway, more on that. That should be coming very, very early in January as an announcement. And so we're excited about that. Let's see. I think that's it, Chris. I'll make one announcement. You know, I've been talking about this deal that Aaron and I have been working. Aaron did an awesome job. We picked up a deal in Fort Collins. It was creative. I think we'll make somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 or so, which is nice. And it's a creative deal, and we actually recorded the deed this week. It was at the end of last week, but we recorded into a trust so that we could control the property. We're going to put money into it, a little bit of money, and we got the seller to convey into a trust that we can control. And I don't know if any of you are doing that, but one interesting method is we actually create what's called a certificate of trust, really just a one-page notarized document, and then we give the deed and we give a copy of the trust certificate over to the title company, and we ask them to do what's called an accommodation recording. I may have mentioned this last week, but the accommodation recording just means that they actually do the recording for us, and there's no extra fees other than the recording fees. But the reason we do that is, A, it prevents us having to go to the county recorder, and B, having a title company or an escrow and title company do it will prevent around the insurance. As soon as we go to resell this property, we won't have to go back to the seller. Because if you record a deed, it's typically an uninsured deed, so the title company will want to get the signature from the seller, the original seller, so you have to go back and get some additional signing. So you could make a mental note. You want to, it's called an accommodation recording. That's the terminology. You just go to the title company. Erin's never done this before, so I gave her real simple instructions and said, hey, give them these three documents in this order, a little cover page, and she handed it over to them, and no questions asked, they did it. So anyway, I will keep everybody posted because it's kind of a fun deal. Should make good money. We'll probably have that sold in February or March. So that's pretty much it on my end, Chris. Any updates you have?
No. Just wrapping up. You know, we have those two deals that are the last two deals of the year closing today or tomorrow, officially tomorrow. And then I've been working. Everybody just kind of starts to dwindle away during the holidays and just kind of take it easy. And I've just been obviously take days off, and I have something going on next week. But just trying to push hard and trying to get to a running start for the new year. So maybe this is a good time when everybody else is taking it easy, is maybe taking the time to set your plans in motion so that when January comes, you're kind of attacking the year with a running start and moving things in the right direction. So outside of that, I don't have any comments actually right
okay.
now.
Okay. Last thing for folks that you know that you've been listening to the last couple of weeks, we will not be having a huddle call next week during the Christmas holiday, nor the first week of January. So Chris and I will, the next 2 weeks, we will not be having these weekly calls. So let's see, the next one, Chris, can you tell everyone the date of the next REI Vault Tuesday huddle call will be, what is that, January 13th? January 10th?
Hold on, the next call will be the 12th.
Okay.
But yes, yeah, the 12th.
Awesome, I'll be in Hawaii. So, maybe you're running close to the call.
Actually, we have to figure that out. I'm actually going to be, just realized that I am out, that day as well.
Okay. Well,
so we have to
actually
figure that out.
We'll make announcements.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. A little on the fly. But we'll make announcements. You'll get an email from our staff on the next call. Maybe that week we'll do it on Monday or Wednesday. We'll make the announcement, though. So if you have a question, if you have a specific question that you'd like to ask Chris or myself, press *5, and that will see that you've raised your hand, and we can bring you into the call. You can ask any call you'd like, any question you'd like. It could be technical in nature, related to marketing or Podio, even though that doesn't seem to come up very often, or any topic related to a real estate transaction, and have some fun. All of us learn something.
You started there to the last couple of sentences, you went away under a waterfall.
Yeah, so press star 5 if you have a question.
Hold on, I got somebody here. Hold on. Let me press. Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Jim Stallings in North Carolina.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good. How about you?
Doing fantastic. This question is actually for Gary. Gary, on that, you know, we use trust all the time. On that accommodation recording, can you run over that real quick again?
Yeah. What? Before I go down that path, when you're filling out your trust documents, have you found? I know you use probably the same title company, but historically they'll ask for a copy of the Declaration of Trust. And I, frankly, I don't think I've ever given a copy of the Declaration of Trust in all the years I've been doing this. So I create a certificate of trust, which is awesome because most of the states, it looks like a recorded document. I just get a one pager that says it's real. The trustee signs it, and we get it notarized. Do you do the same thing?
No. I mean, they don't really ask us for it. We do. We record an affidavit with our deed, our warranty deed to trustee.
Okay. Gotcha. So it's probably real similar. We don't even record that. We just record the actual deed. But we use a certificate of trust. I'll make sure, Chris, if you could make a note of it, I'll load it onto the training site. So we have it on there. You can actually get. Yeah, I'll set it up so that it's actually editable and usable. I did a little different version for Colorado because Colorado requires the names of the successor trustees, which I put not applicable. And they also require the address of the trustee. But
really?
the accommodation recording, it's really just terminology. I actually learned this a couple of years ago on my own primary residence when I was buying that. So all it is you're just asking for the title company because they record deeds all the time. So it's kind of a nice way to say, hey, can you just record this for me on my behalf, along with all your other paperwork, and do it as an accommodation or a favor. And I let them know, when we record it, we just say, look, for estate planning purposes, and in preparation for selling the property, we'd like to have this property deeded into the trust. And then we plan to also use your company for escrow and title. And so I've never had anybody do a pushback. They do accommodation recordings all the time for all kinds of different purposes. You know, people put their properties into living trust.
Sure.
And so it's a very standard-looking thing. So it's just I just ask for an accommodation recording. I can also post a cover letter. What I do, Jim, is I have a little cover letter, really short and sweet. It just says, just exactly what I just said. We're moving the property. We're deeding the property to the trust for estate planning purposes in preparation for the sale. And then I give them a copy. That's the first page of the cover letter. And then I give them the deed that they have notarized deed that's already been notarized. And then I also choose the direction to the trustee. You remember Lou Brown? He has one document called trustee instructions. And what I do is I just basically check the boxes that the trustee is, directed to go ahead and record whatever deed and put it into their trust. And I give them those documents and hand it to them, and away they go.
If you could post it, that would be awesome.
Here's what I found out. That the type, and this is a little different from county to county, but it comes down to title insurance, right? If we're going to sell to a retail buyer, there's going to be any kind of title insurance. What they're doing is they're going and researching the title, right? Looking at the title company will look at the history of all the reporting. And most, like our title company, or actually the county recorder in California, as an example, is open from 9 o'clock until 4:30. It's a really interesting point. I'm going to share it with everybody, and you'll see how this works. So from 9 o'clock until 4:30 are the hours. And so if somebody comes in and record something, like a, you know, just a normal person, they'll record, and so you'll see the actual stamp on the recording that's at like 9:05 or 10 a.m. or 1 o'clock. Now, the title companies know that those are not insured transactions, because in California, all of the recordings that are insured by a title company are actually at 8 a.m., okay? And most people don't even know this. I actually learned this from a guy in California years ago, Bruce Norris. So what they do, with the way it works, is at the end of the day, the title companies all have an office. There's an office above the county recorder. And at the end of the day, after the title company closes, all the deeds and records were recorded. Then all those insured transactions are gone through to make sure, you know, nobody's trying to, like, do something sneaky, fraudulent. And so all those deeds at the end of the day will actually get show up as recorded in the morning before the title company opens. So that's how the title company, in most areas of the country, how they quickly search whether something was insured or not. Isn't that interesting? And so the reason I do an accommodation recording is because it'll also show that was recorded at 8 a.m. So whenever we go, you know, to sell the property or what have you, they'll just look and it looks like a standard transaction. And it's just a nice way to avoid potential, you know, if you got $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 into a property and you're trying to close out, you don't want the last minute, you know, some hiccup, which we all find, right?
Absolutely.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, tricks of the trade. But little accommodation recording. And I think it cost us $35. I don't even think they charged us. I don't even think the title company charged us for the recording either. I think they just did it.
Wow. And that conveys the title and everything, just like a anything.
Yeah. We actually just recorded a quick claim deed. I actually create my own deed. I had to, unfortunately, I told this to Chico, I had to wear reading glasses because I printed out the old deed, and there I was typing the legal description, you know? So, anyway.
Right. Cool deal. All right, well, I'm going to step back out. But,
okay.
Thank you.
All right, so star 5 will raise your hand. Star 5 to raise your hand and give any questions or comments or any items of discussion. Like I said, we have a pretty light call today. I guess just everybody is getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah, I'll make one note while we're waiting. The use of trust. Ownership in trust, so whether it's a living trust, a land trust, a personal property trust, what have you, I think is a very valuable skill for everybody. If you're going to ever own ownership, you really want to own the property. Like all my properties are always held in a trust, even if it's an LLC that ultimately owns the property. Just from an asset protection and avoiding unscrupulous, hungry attorneys, holding a property in a trust, even though it doesn't really provide a lot of asset protection, it does give you the secrecy. So I was talking to somebody, I know somebody that actually has like 100 properties owned in an LLC. And it's just a huge mistake because if somebody files a lawsuit, on one property, an attorney is going to just go right to their computer and type a few little keystrokes and they're going to see that you own all this property and have a ton of equity. So they'll be able to sue, try to take all the property. So if you really want to learn how to hold properties in a trust, even your own personal residence. And Lou Brown has a class. He only teaches it once a year. It's called Maximum Asset Shield, MAS. And I think it's the beginning of January. I'm pretty certain it's in Atlanta. So for some of you that are far enough along and you want to learn, it really is the best course. One of my favorite courses from Lou, and I don't think it's that expensive, but it's a three-day course. I think it's January 7th through the 11th. I just talked to him yesterday. So if anybody has an interest in doing that, only once a year, and I strongly endorse it. And you could call, I think you go out to Street Smart Systems or type in Lou Brown. You could call us, or you could send us an email to connect you. That's a real good class. And again, if you're far enough along, if you're, you know, if you're planning for 2016, get interested. You'll learn it. You'll learn in time. So, all right, Chris. Any other Star Five? You got a question?
No. Don't have anything else here. And I guess we can let everybody know once Lou has another his other classes coming up, et cetera. We'll let everybody know as they come up on the radar.
So, anybody have an exciting deal they want to share with the group before we end? You press star 5 if you've got anything interesting. I know I talked to Justin Lee, and he told me that the deal we talked about last week where the seller, there was some sort of extra fee in the state of Washington on the deal. It was $3,000, and the lady didn't want to pay it. And I know that Justin actually went back and negotiated with her, and they ended up settling for half, which I thought was pretty cool. So congrats to Justin. Good workmanship. If anybody has a deal they want to share last minute, it's interesting or something exciting, press star 5. Otherwise, we'll call it a day.
Hold on a second. Justin.
Hello?
Hey.
Chris.
Jerry.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to jump on and just say that it's been a good year and want to thank you guys for all of your efforts. And we actually closed one on Monday that the seller originally called. I'm looking in Podio here. He called in on March 4th. Our VA called him and didn't leave a message. Our VA called him back that same day and left him a voicemail, and then finally tracked him down on March 17th, gathered the information, and I'm looking at her notes here that say, seller said when his dad passed away, the value of the property was $420,000, but now he's only asking $350,000. Long story short is we got this thing for $252,000 and we assigned it for $302,000 and we closed escrow on Monday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so that was a nice end to the year. And we just also, Gary, got from that, that list that we procured ourselves, property tax delinquent but with equity list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We also have our first one under contract there, and we got it under contract for $322,000. We're having a problem showing the property. It's like a divorce situation where the husband's supposed to be out and he hasn't left and he's got 10 German Shepherds. But we're thinking we're going to be able to move it in as-is condition right around $400,000.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So obviously finally paid dividends, and, we're excited to, I think, redo that list again. So just for you guys, just thanks for all your help, and just keep kicking ass and building more functionality into Podio. I think we're getting, you know, it's sort of like that. We're doing a little bit of everything. So whether it's the automatic text back, we picked up a deal from that. Whether it's the VA call and the hang-ups, we picked up a deal from that, trying different lists. So just keep building cool stuff, and we appreciate all the help that you guys are providing.
Yeah, that's
very
awesome.
Good. Thank
you. I got to tell you, the feedback from all of you on what you want is really helpful. The REI Vault forms that were released, you were a huge part of that, Justin, because you pushed for it, and I think you're going to really like what we have. But a lot of the feedback, my request from everybody on this call or hearing the recording is think about what help you need for your business. It doesn't have to necessarily just be Podio. What else do you need? And Chris and I are in the process of building our roadmap for next year. And, you know, just email suggestion box at reivault.com. And don't be shy. Just, you know, with what you need, whether it's salespeople, VAs, want to make it a lot easier. I'm actually working on, there's a new process for recording. You know, some of us are using Cat Live on some of the, you know, having a live operator. Got somebody that's asked for a new way to record those calls so we can actually record the call, including the transfer to the phone VA. We can actually audit, hear those, have that all back to Podio. So just whatever your needs are, whatever your thoughts are, email them to us so we can, if there's enough of us that want it, let's build it. And we're making us more money, making us more efficient, and really turning on 2016 to be a banner year. So thank you, Justin, and everybody. So
very good. Nice way to end the year.
Yeah, for sure. And I do want to give everybody a thanks. We've got a really, really amazing group of people in REI Vault. Justin's been asking for a way to get us all actually together in a live setting. So that is also in our plans for next year to start thinking about how we can assemble us and get us more connected. So, in fact, I'm actually driving, just for your knowledge, I'm actually driving in California a couple of hours to go meet with the guy that would actually pull that off for us. Named Willie. And I had him do that. So kind of assembling how to assemble us and get us all connected. And then imagine if we could bring a bunch of vendors out with different data providers, et cetera, to be able to, for us to connect with as well. So that is in the plans for probably the second quarter of next year. So.
It's great.
All right, everybody. Have a great
one. Hey, real quick, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Just real quick, I will say that if, and I haven't done the analysis, but off the top of my head, I would guess that our best / juiciest / easiest deals have all come from inherited properties.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a way to drive that list or get a new list or whatever, another data provider. That seems to me to be the, the golden goose, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. That's how this all came together, Justin, when Chico was showing me that the list that we're pulling is that specific inherited property list. The same thing for us. Most of the deals are coming from inherited or some sort of shipwreck situation for us. Inherited is huge. Chris, do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I don't have any thoughts on the call right now, but it's on my little roadmap for the beginning of the year to go back to that list and see what else, because I find the same thing, Justin. So trying to see either it's a finite number, right? So also at the same time trying to figure out, hey, how can we innovate on the marketing also as well in order to try and get more, you know? So it's definitely on our radar.
You know, Justin, just off the top of, I was talking, I can't remember who it was yesterday, but if we had the ability, when you guys click, sign contract or close the deal, right, and if we actually had the ability of identify exactly what that list was, that would be super helpful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And put that on the deal dashboard. It's either Chris or Justin, if you want to make a note of that. That, I think that would be very doable to have built next year in the early part of Q1. So that would be awesome. I know that would be helpful for us, but imagine if we could, you know, not only that, but also see, you know, what mailing they were calling from. Was it mail, you know, piece number 2 or piece number 4? The trend line on that. So do that in the deal dashboard. So we'll get that done. All righty. Well, great. All right, everybody. Happy New Year. Have a blessed holiday. And we'll look forward to talking to you all in 2016.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great holiday, safe one. And as always, if you need anything, go ahead and reach out to us. But again, thanks for being on the call, and look forward to an amazing 2016.